To further emphasize these points, the Agency for Healthcare Quality and Research, also known as AHRQ, created these public service announcements with the ad campaign to encourage patients to ask questions and to take a more active role in their care. This creative and entertaining series of announcements, there are several versions that are available via the URL that's listed on this slide. We have the shorter ones here, are crafted to convince people that questioning your provider should not be looked at like you are challenging what they say. Instead, it's about encouraging proactivity. Now, this action in of itself is another one of those cultural or behavioral changes that are very difficult and they're slow in coming. For instance, many elder patients would never dream of questioning their doctor. Certain cultures where the doctor is revered would also find it difficult to ask a question. The issues of language enters into the equation as well. For example, people that are English as a second language or patients who are not primarily English speakers, or even those who don't speak the language at all, would have a very difficult time communicating in this manner, aside from the cultural constraints. So finally, I know many providers that would prefer that patients don't ask them a question in the first place, believing it's just easier and better for the patient to do as they're told, and besides, it's a lot quicker. So it really takes a culture change all the way around, and that's what the movement towards patient-centered care is advocating. So the slide that you're looking at includes two short embedded videos. They're closed captioned, and they do a terrific job of trying to break down that uncomfortableness that often accompanies questioning a provider. I applaud Dr. Carolyn Clancy and her crew at AHRQ for approaching this issue in such a compelling and lighthearted fashion. The message it conveys, however, is dead serious. So have a watch by clicking first the picture on the left with the green background, and then return to the slides to click the picture of the male nurse practitioner on the right. After you've watched that, come back and finish out the slides. I also want to let you know that if you're unable to view these videos that are embedded in this slide, so these videos don't require an internet connection, but they are rather memory intensive and may clog up your machine. So if you cannot get them to fire or watch them, what I suggest you do is go out to the web the next time that you are connected to the internet with the URL on the slide there and watch these videos. They're very short and they're a wonderful message. Or you can go on to any sort of search engine on the web and just search for AHRQ questions are the answer videos, and you will find them.